कविता 12.5। क्लेशो धिक्तरस्तेषाम् अव्यक्ता सप्तचेतसाम् अव्यक्ता हि गतिः दुःखं देहवद्भिरवाप्यते। क्लेशो अधिकतरस्तेषाम्, क्लेशम् इज डिस्ट्रेस्, अधिकतरस् इट इज इंक्रीजिंगली देयर, तेषाम् फॉर दोज अव्यक्त आसक्त चेतसाम्, दोज हिज कॉन्शियसनेस इज अटैच्ड टू द इम्पर्सनल, the unmanifested. Avyakta hi gatir dukkham. Gati means progress, gati means destination. So, now, gati actually means progress or speed of progress precisely. Avyakta hi gatir dukkham dehavad viravapyate. So, for the embodied soul, progressing towards the impersonal is actually filled with misery. This is Krishna, continuation of Krishna's answer to Arjuna's question at the start of the 12th chapter. Who are better? Evam satata yukta ye bhaktastvam paripasite ye chapyaksharam avyaktam tesham ke yoga vittamaha. So who are better united in yoga? The impersonalists or the personalists? And in response to that, Krishna is speaking over here, and he states that actually the progress on the impersonal path is filled with difficulty. Now, Krishna has spoken this theme earlier also when he said, Nahi kaschit kshanamapi. जातु तिष्ठत्य कर्म कृत कार्यते यवशः कर्म सर्व प्रकृति जैर्गुणै. The third chapter, while answering question of Arjuna whether the path of knowledge with inaction or inaction, which of them are better, which of them is better, he had replied that actually the embodied soul cannot be inactive. Nahi kaschid kshanamapi jatu tishthatya karma krut akarma krut. Without doing an activity, person cannot stay. Karyate ya avashah karma. Helplessly one is forced to act. Sarva prakriti jair gunai. Being forced by the modes of material nature. So this means that Krishna is telling Arjuna that actually we cannot be inactive. So the spiritual paths that require inactivity as a means for progressing are actually paths that are that involve a significant amount of unnatural element to them. In fact, the unnatural aspect is not just an element, but it is quite central to them. And thus, it's very difficult for seekers to move onwards on that path. It's far better, far easier for seekers to practice bhakti. So Krishna will talk about how in the process of bhakti, he himself intervenes and he elevates the souls, that he will talk about in 12.6 and 7, the next two verses. In this verse, he is focusing on the theme that actually attachment to the impersonal and advancement towards the impersonal, both of them involve distress normally. Krishna has repeatedly talked about asakti, attachment, and how attachment is something which has to be given up. Usually he talks about attachment in terms of attachment to material things. And opposite of asakti is asakti. So asakta chetasa, when somebody is asakta, that is not good. Especially if they attach to worldly things. Asakta. Krishna will use the word asakta buddhi sarvatra jitatma vigata spruha. With the 18th chapter, asakta buddhi, one who is detached. So, that is this, usually the word asakta and asakta is used with respect to material things. Now, Krishna has also used the word asakti for Krishna himself. In 7.1, he said, Mai asakta manah partha yogam yunyan madashriya. Asayam shayam samagram mam yatha kyasasita chunu. So he said, मयि आसक्त मनः पार्थ दैट one can become one's mind can become attached to him. We can become attached to him by practicing yoga and taking shelter of him. So that is, of course, auspicious attachment. The attachment to worldly things is inauspicious. The attachment to Krishna is auspicious. And now Krishna is talking about attachment to something else here, to the impersonal. And he is associating that with klesha. So that will bring klesha in one's life. Now, why klesha? Because usually, you know, whenever we are in any unnatural situation or are forced to be in an unnatural situation, we feel uncomfortable. So, for example, we are terrestrial beings. You know, fish are aquatic. Birds are meant to fly. Now, when we are in water, especially if we are in a canoe, stormy waters, we will feel uncomfortable. So it's an unnatural situation for us. Or say if we are in a country where we don't know the language which people are speaking and people don't know our language. Now to be in a situation where we are unable to communicate with others, that is an unnatural situation for us. And we feel uncomfortable. So the soul is naturally active. The soul has the desire, the inclination, the inspiration, the very nature to act, to reciprocate. And for doing this, the soul needs someone else. That someone else which we are longing for is Krishna. He is the all-attractive supreme and we are meant to love and serve him. So, to the extent we recognize that he is the object towards whom we should develop attachment, to that extent our life becomes auspicious. But to the extent we let ourselves become attracted to other things, we become attracted to worldly things and we let ourselves be attracted to worldly things, to that extent we stay bound, to that extent we stay in illusion. So the solution is actually purification. The solution is actually devotion. To the extent we understand the positive attributes of Krishna, and not just the positive, the all-attractive attributes of Krishna, to that extent, we march towards him steadily. To that extent, we progress towards attaining him. But when we do not recognize our connection with Krishna, then we stay bound in this world, unable to progress for where we want to go, where our heart longs to go. Although superficially, we may seem to have many desires, but none of those desires can actually last. Okay, last in the sense that the desires may last, but what they provide doesn't last. That means the desire to enjoy worldly things lasts, but the enjoyment that those worldly things provide doesn't last. And thus we stay in illusion, we stay in suffering. So the way out is actually to take steps towards Krishna and to attain Krishna. And that is what the process of bhakti is all about. The process of bhakti is meant to direct our attachment towards Krishna. For the soul to have nothing, who is conscious, who is loving, who is longing to love. For the soul to have ultimately nothing to be conscious of, because the absolute truth as envisioned in the impersonal conception of perfection has no attributes. So ultimately there is nothing to think about. There is no one to love because there is only oneness that exists. So the attachment to the impersonal conception leaves actually nothing to be attached to. So attachment to the one leaves no one to be attached to. And thus, our heart cannot experience any fulfillment. And even trying for it, so attaining this itself is not very satisfactory. But even striving for it is also very difficult, riddled with difficulty. And that's why as spiritual seekers, we need to be intelligent enough to pursue the best thing. We pursue Krishna by absorbing ourselves in loving and by absorbing ourselves in the path of bhakti. Thank you.